Since there is only one set of precepts, i.e. the 10 precepts, so far as the Western Buddhist order is concerned, there is only one ordination, i.e. the Dharmachari or Dharmacharini ordination, which means that in the Western Buddhist order, one is not ordained as a monk, or as a nun, or as a female probationer, or as a male novice, or as a female novice, or as a male lay devotee, or as a female lay devotee, but simply and solely as a full practicing member of the Sangha or Buddhist spiritual community, though it is of course open to one to observe as personal vows any of the rules traditionally observed by the monk or the nun, and so on. Strictly speaking, these rules are not observed in addition to the 10 precepts, but as representing the more intensive practice of one or more of the precepts within a certain specific situation or for a certain purpose. Not being a bhikshu, a member of the Western Buddhist order does not wear the stitched yellow garment of the bhikshu. And not being an upasaka, he or she does not wear the white garments of the upasaka. He wears the ordinary lay, inverted commas, dress of the society to which he or she belongs, though without the implication that because he is not a monk, he must therefore be a layman in the traditional Buddhist sense. Thus, from the reduction of the rules comprising the 7 different pratimokshas to the 10 precepts, or mula pratimoksha, there follows a reduction, or rather an elevation, of the various socio-religious groups within the Buddhist community to one great spiritual community, or Mahasangha. Such a reduction represents a return to and a renewed emphasis upon the basics of Buddhism. It can be regarded as innovative only by adopting a standpoint from which those basics are ignored or from which they cannot be seen for the accretions and excrescences by which they have been overlaid. As we saw when considering the sources of the 10 precepts in the Majjhima Nikaya, Sariputta and the Buddha are represented in the Asavitapo Sutta as in turn expounding the 10 precepts in front of an assembly of bhikshus or monks, though we may be sure that they were not monks in the full cenobitical sense of later times. Among the 50 sutras of the Anguttara Nikaya, another canonical source of the 10 precepts, there are 3 sutras in which the 10 precepts are referred to as being observed or not observed by women folk, Matugamo, and by a female lay devotee who dwells at home with or without confidence, respectively. The 10 precepts are thus shown to have been the common observance of persons of different socio-religious classes. Moreover, the Asavitapo Sutta concludes with the Buddha saying, with regard to all the teachings given in the Sutta, including that of the 10 precepts, and Sariputta, if all the nobles, all Brahmins, all merchants, all workers, could thus understand the meaning in full of this that was spoken by me in brief, for a long time it would be for their welfare and happiness. And Sariputta, if the world with the Devas, with the Maras and Brahmas, and if the generations of recluses and Brahmins, Devas and men, could thus understand the meaning in full of this that was spoken of by me in brief, for a long time it would be for their welfare and happiness. This would suggest that the 10 precepts represent the norm of ethical behavior, not only for all Buddhists, but for all human beings, indeed, for all forms of self-conscious, sentient existence. Such being the case, it is the 10 precepts which, together with the 3 jewels or 3 refuges, constitute the surest possible basis for unity among Buddhists. The time has perhaps come when Buddhists should give greater emphasis to what is common and fundamental rather than to what is distinctive and superficial. And in this respect, the Western Buddhist order has, perhaps, given a lead to the rest of the Buddhist world. Be that as it may, it is clear that, in any case, in the 10 precepts, we have a set of ethical principles that is both clear and comprehensive. There is no point whatever in taking a large number of precepts in the knowledge that one will not, in fact, be observing some of them. Such a proceeding unfortunately so common in many parts of the Buddhist world, is extremely demoralizing in its effects, and in fact undermines the whole basis of the ethical and spiritual life. In the Western Buddhist order, therefore, the 10 precepts are not only seen as mula pratimoksha, but also taken with the intention that they should be observed. Indeed, they are taken with the intention that they should be observed more and more perfectly, as an expression of an ever-deepening commitment to the three jewels.